This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, the Vipers are back out. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch accuses Jim Comey of lying to Congress.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I wanted to make sure you saw this in the news because so important as this narrative coming together of the Vipers in Washington, D.C., coming after each other. And now it is Loretta Lynch's turn to come after Jim Comey. And what we saw is that she actually did this in closed-door testimony before Congress back in, I think it was last year. But now this is testimony being released. Yeah, so this is now a testimony being released. And the former attorney general for Barack Obama accused the former FBI director, Jim Comey, a guy who obviously deserved to be fired. I mean, you know, you go back to that all over and over again. This is someone who deserved to be fired. If he was doing this to the Obama attorney general, did this to, the way he treated the Hillary Clinton investigation, just on its face there, should be fired. But she's accused him of mischaracterizing, lying about her statements by repeatedly alleging under oath that Loretta Lynch privately instructed him to call the Hillary Clinton email probe a matter instead of an investigation. Lynch said she was quite surprised that Comey made the dramatic remarks when she testified under oath last December. In June 2017, under oath at the House Intelligence Committee, Comey said Lynch pressed him to downplay the significance of the Clinton email review in September 2015. Now, interesting, what Loretta Lynch said is she never instructed him. She said that you have to be careful. We don't instruct witnesses as to what to say specifically, but we have to be careful because there's concern when we are both going to be testifying about stepping across a Department of Justice policy about confirming or denying an ongoing investigation. You hear this all the time in testimony. I am not going to confirm or deny whether there's investigation going right now. Now, this is not a defense of by Jordan Seculo or the ACLJ of Loretta Lynch. This is another example of Vipers turning against each other. When they said, you know, Brennan and Clapper both said, don't use the dossier, and then right away they had an email from Brennan. Oh, we've got an email from Brennan saying you better use the dossier to get those FISA warrants. All of this works together. All of this working together. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I mean, I think the baddest actor in all of this ends up being Jim Comey. There were certainly some bad decisions by Loretta Lynch that set up Jim Comey for acting poorly in his job as FBI director, to put it nicely, like the tarmac meeting, which was absurd. And it opened the door to a Jim Comey to both start accusing Loretta Lynch of things she likely didn't do, but also of trying to usurp power. Remember, he backed her into a corner and got her to say, well, whatever Jim Comey decides will follow. Now, she never recused herself. She always could have jumped in, but she did. Instead of recusing herself, she said, we'll just do whatever Jim Comey decides. Jim Comey then said, okay, well, then now I'll be like the attorney general. So I'll decide not just about what we found in the investigation and turn that over to DOJ. I'm going to decide if there's going to be any prosecutions. And that's what he did in that press conference. Now, I want to go right to Andy Economo. Andy, the idea Loretta Lynch is relying on here is accurate if it's true what she's saying, that the Department of Justice policy is not to acknowledge ongoing investigations.
That's true. We do not, when I worked for the Justice Department, as a matter of policy, we never say there is or there is not an investigation. We decline to comment on it because an investigation may ultimately, if you say that there is and you name the people who are involved, you may be naming people who are innocent of any wrongdoing who are implicated in it by reference. And therefore, we never make that statement. And of course, again, Comey, in his thoroughly despicable and incredible way, was playing with words and mincing with words, and the Attorney General, or then Loretta Lynch, caught him on it and told him, called him out to be the liar that he is.
This is all testimony that's now being released. Testimony, some of this is a year old, some is months old. We're taking your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Seculo Live.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
So now you have Loretta Lynch, former Attorney General of the United States, accusing Jim Comey, she uses a better word, misrepresenting is how the media is portraying it. I mean, that also means lying, saying she was quite surprised that he claimed that she instructed him never to refer to the Clinton email investigation as an investigation, when in fact, the idea was they were both having to testify before Congress and did not want to violate the longstanding Department of Justice policy that you don't acknowledge an investigation that's ongoing until there's action that's been taken. So when it's in that investigatory phase, even if you believe, like even though it was very public, Hillary Clinton at that point was a private citizen running for office, no longer Secretary of State. So it wasn't like the situation even with like the Mueller report where we knew there was this team put together. And even then they would be very careful about who was the focus, who were they focusing on. They were very careful about what language they used because of the Department of Justice policy. You don't do this to Americans. As guilty as the public may believe some are, as guilty as the public may believe Hillary Clinton was with the email server and the destroying the emails, the government's job is not to declare that guilt for everyone before and while they're doing their investigation and then supposed to turn it over to prosecutors to decide if there was enough wrongdoing to actually bring formal charges against. And that's when it becomes a little bit more open to the American people. So that's what she's talking about. Now, I want to take a listen. You can hear Jim Comey make this claim under oath at a congressional hearing all the way back in 2016. And just back in December, this is still upsetting Loretta Lynch. This is back in 2016, Jim Comey by three.
The Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me, but that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
So we're going to close the case, which means we're not going to bring charges. So he's already concluded that because of what terms she wanted to call it. I mean, I know that words matter in law. They do matter in the investigative world, in the legal world, in the Department of Justice, the fact that this is a former FBI director, I will keep hitting Jim Comey so long as he keeps hitting in the public, you know, and he keeps himself in the public profile, attacking everyone's moral character like he did Rod Rosenstein and attacking anyone who works for the president as having no morals. By the way, he got fired. He didn't leave. He didn't resign when Loretta Lynch told him to do this. He didn't resign when Loretta Lynch had the tarmac meeting. He didn't resign when President Trump took office. He got fired. He would probably still be there today. This guy was a creature of the swamp. So he acts like the hero, but he didn't step away at any of these points along the way. He could have said, I believe this is wrong, which he says he did believe it's wrong. But he always uses words, he was confused, or he wasn't strong enough. Remember that? He wasn't strong enough to stand up to President Trump. He was confused by Loretta Lynch, Harry. I mean, then don't be FBI director if you're confused by the attorney general's words like matter or investigation, and you're scared of the president.
I think that's precisely correct. So I think it's important to note that James Comey has almost always had a non-exclusive relationship with the truth. So the truth tends to evolve based on the position that he's in. So he likes to use terms like bricks in the load, basically claiming that Lynch told him to characterize the Clinton investigation in a particular way. But it's also important to note that as the Russia collusion narrative has collapsed, as it's imploded with no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice, and no evidence of collusion, guess what? Virtually everyone who has been involved in the deep state, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Andy McCabe, you name it, they are all turning on one another. They are all seeking to blame someone else, arguably for their own dishonesty. And so James Comey, I think, has been a leading dishonest actor in public service for quite some time. I think the American people are better off now that he is gone and he's sitting on a pillow marked higher loyalty, meaning a higher loyalty to himself.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Kelvin is calling in from California on line one. Kelvin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jordan, and I thank God regularly for you and your dad and the work you're doing, standing in the gap for the rest of us.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thank you, Kelvin. We appreciate you.
And, you know, it's interesting when the truth starts to come out, the timing of things, and you have Loretta Lynch. All of a sudden, Comey's a liar as this thing gets exposed, but not before this. She never mentioned that he was a liar prior to this. So, you know, the exposure is seen, and you know, people are coming out of the darkness.
Yeah, I mean, this, Rachel on Facebook wrote in, Kelvin, because it's a good point. Rachel wrote in, why is this coming up now? This is testimony they gave behind closed doors, Loretta Lynch did. She could have come out and said this, by the way, publicly. Nothing prevented her from doing that publicly as well. So you're right, Kelvin, there is a timing issue here. It'll be interesting to see how both Loretta Lynch and Jim Comey now respond that this is out in the open. But we know the big picture, Andy. We know why it's all coming out. We know why the vipers are snapping, and we know why it's becoming a den of vipers. And you can add like a new viper every week, a new one or two vipers. I think now Loretta Lynch can be thrown in because she's taking her hit at Jim Comey and did so months ago. We're just finding out about it now. We're finding out about it now because the Department of Justice has got a U.S. attorney investigating how did this Russia thing start? And all of these actors, including Loretta Lynch, were all there when it started.
That's right. This U.S. attorney in Connecticut, Durham, who is a hard-charging bulldog prosecutor, is going to get to the bottom of this situation. And suddenly, now that they know that there is a seasoned prosecutor on their tail, the snakes are all beginning to start biting on each other's back. Look, we have to understand, Jim Comey is many things, but he is not a truth teller. He needs to read Aristotle, who said, Plato is dear to me, but dearer still is the truth. He can never understand that reality. And the thing is, he is now in a position where he is not only a liar, but he is a usurper. Because instead of making the prosecutorial decision that Loretta Lynch should have made, he himself decided that Hillary Clinton should not be prosecuted. Who are you to do that? You're not the Attorney General of the United States. And why? And nothing prevented, as you said, nothing prevented Loretta Lynch at that time from reversing that and saying, you can't say that, I say that. But she didn't do that. So she waits later, and then she comes out and says, he mischaracterized what I said with respect to matter versus investigation. The thing is that the snakes are biting each other's back, and the creatures are coming out of the Black Lagoon.
Let me go to Than Bennett. Than, in Washington, which is kind of in a bizarre state today. You had it was an infrastructure meeting that was infrastructure meeting was supposed to occur between Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and President Trump. Nancy Pelosi, I'm not going to get really into it because it's just Nancy Pelosi being Nancy Pelosi, just took a shot at President Trump right before the meeting, and guess what he did? Said, you can come over to the White House, and I'm going to cancel the meeting when you get here because I'm the President of the United States, and you're the Speaker of the House. And so if you're going to take shots like that, we're not going to meet. So Washington, you know, gets in a tizzy over this, these kind of day-to-day issues. It just shows the partisan divide. The one thing I think that is could really divide one of the parties is what's happening with Jim Comey, with this FBI, with the investigation now by the U.S. attorney who is looking at the matter, which is how it starts, is looking at how the Russia investigation began. He's not confirming he's investigating any one person. He's looking at how this began. It seems like this could start dividing the Democrat Party. I mean, those who were, again, they're still bought into the narrative. Even after the Mueller report comes out, they still hope to believe and that something will come of this that will justify how they acted and how they have treated the president, really, the words they have used about the president. But ultimately here, this could divide them. It looks like their house is really the one in turmoil. They're battling each other.
I think it's certain to divide them, Jordan, because honestly, if you're an elected Democrat in Washington, D.C., no matter what side you take, no matter which official you side with, you are pitting yourself against the others because they are all out for each other. So, Jordan, I don't think there's any scenario where there is a unified Democrat caucus in Washington, D.C., because they all are out for each other. And I would just add one thing to sort of the list of examples you gave a minute ago, talking about how Jim Comey didn't actually step away from anything. He didn't even step away from the department to make that statement exonerating Hillary Clinton. He stepped into the attorney general's job, which set this up. So I don't have any sympathy for her. She didn't do her job. She let him do it. But Jordan, Jim Comey has a very, very long track record on it. And quite frankly, I don't think a whole lot of Democrats are going to rush to his aid because I think they know that he would turn on them in the end as well.
Yeah, I mean, that is the question. You know, who they're going to line up behind those who have been at least trustworthy from not publicly going after them. Jim Comey, it seems like, you know, he'll just go after everyone and everything. And he always claims to be on the moral high ground. Just remember, he got fired. People who really claim the moral high ground, they resign if they believe something is wrong. They don't end up getting fired. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. A couple other items we are going to hit as well in the broadcast coming up, so you don't want to miss that. 1-800-684-3110. As always, check out ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
get right back into Loretta Lynch now, the next accuser of Jim Comey being a liar, being no good, being someone not to be trusted. I mean, he's shown that time and time again, the Comey memos that he wrote, leaked out through his friend. I mean, all of this. And now Jim Comey, you know, could actually be facing, because certainly the people who worked for him, they've all started facing real consequences, losing pensions like Andrew McCabe and getting fired. You know, Peter Strzok really being exposed out there facing potential legal jeopardy. So is McCabe. Jim Comey now certainly will be in part of this, the Russia, the origins of the Russia investigation that is now taking place by a U.S. attorney out of Connecticut that Attorney General Barr ordered to start. So he now may ultimately be facing, I think he's facing the heat now. I think that's why I've said it a number of times on here, why we keep seeing Jim Comey pop up making these kind of statements. But then every time he does, someone else or something else comes out that says, reminds everybody, remember, this guy's a liar. Remember, he's not to be trusted. And it's not a partisan thing. And it's not even so much that the people he's accusing of you may like or dislike. He is, so whether he's doing it to Donald Trump or doing it to Loretta Lynch, I to decide with Jim Comey is the one lying. That it's Jim Comey is the one not telling the truth. It's Jim Comey who is too weak, to be honest. He's too scared. He's too confused. These are just using Jim Comey's own words about himself. Tough FBI director, right? But there is an important update on the conscience clause. Remember the Health and Human Services new rule, which was issued on May 2nd. It's about to go into force. Healthcare professionals can refuse to perform certain procedures that contradict their religious beliefs and moral convictions. We've fought for conscience protections for many decades at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we prevail on these issues. Now the Trump administration wanted to give some teeth to the conscience clause protections at the federal level. The rule names, among procedures, abortion, euthanasia, and sterilization procedures specifically. This, again, says that as a healthcare professional, whether you're the doctor, the nurse you're working within, you don't have to perform these procedures if it contradicts your religious and moral beliefs. It's not outlawing any of those procedures. It's saying you don't have to take part in them. These are now, this, which is just religious liberty protection, is facing lawsuits from 20 states plus D.C. and a number of cities as well, which shows you all liberal, all left. I mean, there's the left of the left, 20 states plus the District of Columbia, all Democrat majority states who are filing a lawsuit against Americans' religious liberty.
And Jordan, this goes all the way back to May of 2017 when President Trump issued an executive order instructing all of the agencies to simply follow existing law. There's a number of conscience protections written into the federal statute. There are the Church Amendments, the Coates Snow Amendments, the Weldon Amendments, all of them that protect various forms of conscience for healthcare workers. Like you said, Jordan, the ability to not participate in abortion and other services. That directive was followed by HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, and in January of 2018, they issued a rule. Jordan, as you know, we filed comments a couple of months later, holding them in my hands right now, supporting those rules to protect the conscious rights of healthcare workers. That rule did go final earlier this month. It is going to go into effect in a couple of months, but already 20 states are suing. I would just summarize it this way, Jordan. I mean, first of all, I think it's a fundamental right to have your religious conscience rights protected. But look, this is a federal statute. So the Congress, these states, they should be working to change those laws if they don't think those rights should be protected. But no, 20 states and the District of Columbia are suing over the enforcement of federal law that the president initiated back in May of 2017. Jordan, we filed comments at that stage. We'll be prepared to defend this rule that's going final in July as it works through the courts as well.
I'd love to hear today from medical professionals. I mean, we're going to be focusing on Lynch and Comey and these matters. But if you are a medical professional, so if you're a nurse, a doctor, you're in the medical profession, what do you think about these states filing a lawsuit because they want to force you to take part in abortion as a doctor or a nurse or a medical assistant? They want to force you to take part in that procedure that you may find wrong to your religious beliefs and moral convictions. I'd love to hear from you because these states want to force you to do it. Not saying it's legal or illegal, because it's not about that, not about making the procedures themselves illegal. It's about forcing you to take part in it. And you've done all this training in your medical field. They want to take your conscience rights away from you, something we've always protected in the United States of America, even when they're not popular, even when it's very unpopular, like I'm not going to war, I'm not going to fight, even when we're under attack as a nation, we protect conscience rights. This is something that I think is even a much easier one because the country is so divided on it. So when it's so divided, you put in conscience protections so that people are not forced to do things that are against their religious beliefs and their moral convictions. So I'd like to hear from medical professionals about what they think about states trying to force them to violate their religious beliefs. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air about that, that's 1-800-684-3110 because that's what these 20 states plus D.C. are trying to do. Is say, no, you are forced to do the abortion or you can quit your job. You're forced to take part in the abortion procedure, nurse, or you quit your job. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air about that. It's 1-800-684-3110. I want to go back to, as some of those calls may come in, and we'll get to those as they come in, to this Comey situation. Because interesting call coming in online too. Tammy from Illinois. Tammy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was just wondering, with all of the contradictions and the finger-pointing with Clapper and Comey and Lynch and everything, all of a sudden now that this is coming out, do you think maybe this could be just a design or a plan to create reasonable doubt so they don't know who to prosecute?
I think it actually, I'll go to end of this, I think the more contradictions, the more trouble you have, the more it shows that there's something wrong afoot.
Yeah, I don't think that this impedes prosecution. I think it actually enhances prosecution when you get people making contradictory statements like this. I think it shows that you're dealing with, as Jordan said, where they're all liars here. And I think it enhances the prosecutor's ability to get to the bottom of the truth when you're doing a grand jury investigation, as is being done by this U.S. attorney in Connecticut. So I don't think that it makes it harder to prosecute at all. I think it actually makes it easier to prosecute, in fact.
All right. Again, I think that when you have, remember, people get prosecuted just for lying under oath, for lying. So this idea that you've got, somebody is lying here. Somebody has to be. Now, I tend to believe that it's Jim Comey, who mischaracterizes everything. And at some point, mischaracterizing becomes lying, especially with the pattern. He's always trying to take this moral high ground. He's certainly, again, and remember, in these situations, he's the guy that got fired and is the one kind of spurred. And so he's coming after anyone and everyone from both the Trump and Obama administrations. I think he, in his mind, that makes him like, see, I'm the good guy. But he is only about himself. I mean, look at his Twitter account. Jim Comey is about Jim Comey, and Jim Comey looking at trees, and Jim Comey pondering the world, and Jim Comey saying, no, people don't have souls. He's also now God. So I think, he's put himself in this kind of situation. I think the time has been coming, and fortunately, it's taken too long. But finally, the vipers are coming for Jim Comey, and a lot of it are going to be from the Obama administration. They're not going to all just be Republicans. It's going to be the former Obama folks who obviously did not like the way he was dealing with them either, or what he was saying about them behind closed doors. 1-800-684-3110. Second half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. An update too on the situation in Iran that was certainly intensifying. What are U.S. officials saying now? We'll be right back.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, just setting the stage for you. A couple of issues we're talking about. We've got a lot of calls coming in, too, from medical professionals, nurses, people working at doctors that again, with this conscience clause issue, Trump administration, thank President Trump and Health and Human Services, issued a rule May 2nd. We worked on that by putting in our comments that healthcare professionals can refuse to perform certain procedures that contradict their religious beliefs and moral conventions. This is conscience clause protections. It's been in place in the law. This actually gives it some teeth because the Obama administration really tried to weaken it. And the rule names specifically procedures like abortion, euthanasia, and sterilization procedures. Those are specifically named. In announcing the update to the rule, the deputy legal director at the ACLU tried to play it this way. Religious liberty is a fundamental right, but it doesn't include the right to discriminate or harm others. Nothing in this is about discriminating or harming others, except for if you flipped it and you discriminated religious people. It's religious people who'd be discriminated. And we say that now because 20 states plus D.C. are saying they want to do that. They want to discriminate against the religious nurse or religious doctor by saying you must perform this or else you can't be a doctor or a nurse or a medical professional. You must perform one of these procedures. You must even be involved in abortion or euthanasia or sterilization. It's not making anything specifically illegal. It is any medical procedures illegal. It is saying that certain medical professionals can notify their institutions that I can't perform this. I have a moral objection to this. There will always be other doctors and nurses who don't. And so it's not, again, I think it's a false, this rule of false that you're not going to get care that you need. Of course, this idea going back to, of course, abortion is just health care, too, that we talked about yesterday on the show. But again, I would like to hear, too, from those who could be directly affected by this if the states were to win. Let's go to Deborah in Colorado on line 4. Deborah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
How you doing?
We're good.
So, no, absolutely not. They shouldn't make me do anything that I either religiously or ethically don't believe in.
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're the patient, this is not the person you want performing it anyways. I mean, you don't want people who have moral or religious objections to the procedures themselves. And I think that, again, that's why I want to hear from medical professionals on this. We'll take the calls throughout the show, even as we focus on the Comey matter, too. Because to me, this is what the states are arguing. They are arguing, we want to force you. Make a choice. Perform the abortion or quit being a doctor. Perform the abortion or quit being a nurse. That would be the only two choices. Instead of, we've got lots of doctors and lots of nurses, and so, this could easily be, you could satisfy the rights of conscience, which we have protected in our country. It goes back to our founding, the conscientious objector. And our courts have time and time again acknowledged the rights of conscience. And whether it is military service, an objection to that military service, even in times of great concern for the U.S., when the U.S. under attack, we acknowledge the rights of conscience in America. It's something we do because religious liberty is so important to what makes America and what makes up our constitutional republic. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We come back again, an update too on what we were talking about the first half hour, why Loretta Lynch now accusing Jim Comey of lying about her. Interesting. I mean, it's just unique. Jim Comey finding himself right back in the news once again. We'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. I'll also play the sound when this first all started. I said, just watch these vipers come out. You don't want to be in this den of vipers, but because they're nasty and they're snapping. 1-800-684-3110. An update too on Iran. Actually, an improvement there potentially, announced by our U.S. military, and maybe a de-escalation in what was certainly an escalation. We'll give you that update as well. 1-800-684-3110 to join us on air. Go to aclj.org. Stay updated.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Iran update in just a minute. If you're on the line on Jim Comey, if you're on the line about the Conscience Clause cases in light of the new federal rule from HHS, we worked on with at the America's Center for Law and Justice. We will get to those calls in just a minute. You can keep calling in on these topics. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I do want to update you on two issues that are interesting involving Iran, because again, there's kind of topics we want to get to today. So that you were updated, because some of these just don't get the attention they deserve, especially when you have the drama of Washington, or the basically created by Nancy Pelosi. Blame her for not having the meeting on infrastructure, taking a pot shot at the president right before heading over to the White House. What does she expect to then have a nice sit down about infrastructure when you accuse the president of things like that? This is the problem with the entire Mueller report and everything that started with Jim Comey and his team. Is that you get to a country that's this divided, this partisan, and you end up not even being able to sit down and have meetings and not even keep your mouth shut for 2 seconds before you have a meeting with the commander-in-chief or the president of the United States. Speaker of the House is pretty powerful, but it's not commander-in-chief. And if you can't keep your mouth shut before that meeting without taking a pot shot, and it's a meeting that should, you know, help all Americans, something we should agree on, like infrastructure, I think, again, it just shows you. And it's also, then you don't get to the news like, what's going on in Iran, where our troops could be in danger, where we have allies like Israel and in the Gulf states. And there's actually some positive news out of Iran. That's in the first place, I think, that we want to report. And that is that some of our U.S. military leaders believe that there has been a de-escalation following the escalation in what has been a very tumultuous kind of lead up to what ultimately almost looks like a lead up to conflict. Iran kept, and as of this weekend, Hezbollah in operating Iraq fired a rocket into the green zone a mile away from the U.S. embassy. So, I mean, it's there has been certainly provocations. There have been drone attacks on Saudi oil pipelines. There have been attacks on shipping vessels with oil bound for the West, including the United States, so on our interests. But they are now reporting that this is the acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, quoting him, saying that we have deterred attacks, which means there were more planned attacks by Iran, but quote, we have deterred attacks based on our reposturing of assets, deterred attacks against American forces. Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. We don't want the situation to escalate. This is about deterrence, not about war. And that other officials believe that the U.S. efforts by putting in place the military assets that have been put in place in the Persian Gulf have deterred Iran to an extent. But obviously, when this threat was made, remember, we moved our non-essential U.S. staff out of the embassy in Iraq because of the threat from Iran, and the acting defense secretary is saying that there were ongoing planned attacks against American forces that we may have deterred because of the assets we put in the region. So certainly that's where we hope. You never hope to go have a conflict. You hope these actions continue to serve that role and deter Iran from taking any actions that would lead to harm of U.S. military or U.S. Those who serve our country in the foreign service. And again, we will monitor this closely. I mean, when you've got that kind of military buildup in the Persian Gulf, you have to keep monitoring it closely. So I wanted you to get that update. But who are the Democrats getting their update from? You know, it's just you can't make this up, right? John Brennan, because he's a nonpartisan guy. Yeah, former CIA director who lost his security clearance after becoming a cable news pundit and attacking the president on a daily basis. By the way, he's also out as one of the Vipers, too, saying he had nothing. You know, he said, don't touch that dossier. And then they've got an email saying, you must use the dossier on Trump to start the Russia investigation. So, again, he's part of the den of Vipers. But the House Democrats brought him in to brief them on Iran. This is someone who has not been CIA director since January 20th of 2017 when President Trump was inaugurated and lost his security clearance last summer. Pretty unique, Than, that this is who the House Democrats choose to get their information from, considering they could go right to sources. It's not like just because they're Democrats, they can't go to administration sources that have the actual real-time info.
Yeah, Jordan is unique, and it's also very, very dangerous. Look, I mean, you just outlined some of the threats that are happening in the region with oil tankers being attacked, with a rocket being fired less than a mile from a U.S. embassy. We actually had to evacuate the personnel from Iraq for that purpose. And you have the acting defense secretary and the secretary of state coming to Congress to give you the latest classified information. Jordan, this was in a classified setting, so the administration was going to give Congress all of the recent information about these very serious attacks, and Democrats instead chose to get a briefing. Some of them participated in the regular one as well, but they instead chose to get a briefing from someone that hasn't had a security clearance since August of 2018 and hasn't been the CIA director for 2.5 years. Jordan, this is politics over the safety of American service members serving overseas. So I think you're right to call it unique, but I think it's also dangerous. And the one thing I would say here, we have one CIA director at a time. John Brennan forgets this. We have one Secretary of State at a time. John Kerry has forgotten that in the past, Jordan, and the people who are paying the price are the Americans who are serving overseas. This is just not something that should happen.
All right, folks, so we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Update on Iran, update on, again, who the House Democrats want to get their information about Iran on, which, again, I think partisan sources and former CIA directors who have been stripped of their security clearance because of their partisan actions, who are also embroiled in the whole dossier mess. John Brennan is, and so and he's tried to claim that he said don't use that dossier, and they say they have emails saying well, he told us that the FBI to use the dossier, that we must use it. So again, all this is going to be looked at now by that U.S. attorney in Connecticut. The Vipers are circling. Do you have that soundbite? I mean, this is when, I mean, when you got a story that Loretta Lynch is accusing Jim Comey of lying, it's every week we've got one of these officials coming out after another one of these officials. And it all started after Bill Barr. It was before even the attorney, U.S. attorney was appointed to look into it. It was just when Bill Barr said he was going to appoint someone to look into it. I mean, take a listen to what I said. I mean, that and it's coming. It's all coming true. Even when these supposedly nonpartisan actors at the FBI who became very partisan quickly, and we know that through their text messages, we know that through what they've said to each other. And if Rod Rosenstein is calling James Comey out, these are guys who are both Washington, D.C.,
yep,
long-term career. They are, if there is a swamp, they are that. I mean, this is right where they've lived. 50-mile radius of Washington, D.C. has been their whole focus of their life and their career. And they've moved up to the number two. So, they've got about as far as you can get without going another decade. They're turning on each other like Viper. It's kind of like a Viper's den of each other. Yeah, and this is, again, so you can keep adding people into the den. Keep adding people in. So Comey has been there. But you can add Brennan. You can add Clapper. You can add now Loretta Lynch. I mean, these are pretty high-ranking people. The Attorney General of the United States, former Attorney General of the United States, the former FBI director, the former number two at the Department of Justice, Deputy Attorney General, the former CIA director, the former Director of National Intelligence. I mean, Andy, I go through that list. This is about a serious gets of individuals in Washington who have access to the information only a few do.
Well, yeah, and it is
a lot of power.
It is a rogues gallery, yeah. Really, of people, and an enormous amount of power concentrated in the hands of a few individuals. And it really talks about something that very much saddens me, and that's the enormous corruption that existed in the Obama Justice Department and in the higher levels of the Obama Intelligence Administration in those last days of that corrupt administration that preceded the present one. And now that they're all coming out, biting each other's necks and saying the things that they are saying, contradicting each other, lying with respect to each other, making up allegations with respect to each other, and completing the circle of chaos, which is an attempt to really divert the attention from themselves. I think Loretta Lynch abdicated her responsibility as the Attorney General in making a prosecutorial decision with regard to Hillary Clinton. She should have slapped down Comey when he said that there was no case there. Who are you? You're just an investigator. I'm the Attorney General of the United States. And then we use the word matter, we use the word investigator, and Comey with his false piety. These are sad things that existed during the last administration. I hope to see those cleared up and the people who did them accountable for it.
Yeah, see, what happened is they were able to at least keep a straight face through their time serving. And now what we're seeing is that the disruption that was really going on behind the scenes, Harry. I mean, this was, again, individuals that it makes more sense how we got to a point of having this bogus Russia investigation to begin with, because things were out of control at these departments.
Absolutely. So there was a lack of oversight. There was a lack of integrity. And now the chickens are coming home to roost,
yep,
as each one of them blames one another.
Yeah, I mean, I think they each had something over each other's head. When that happens, intelligence doesn't work right. Agencies don't work right. See, I'm going to go after you for that meeting on the tarmac. I'm going to go after you for what you did, Jim Comey, you know, using that dossier and Brennan and this and that. I mean, then you got the entire intelligence and law enforcement community hanging things over each other's head. And this was the Obama administration. And it's all coming out now to the American people. And all it took was Bill Barr saying he would start a look into this. Just a look into how this all started. Pretty easy to figure out now how it all started. It was a disaster inside these agencies. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up, aclj.org.
Final segment, we take your phone calls. We talked about a few different issues. We talked about and focused primarily on Jim Comey being accused by Loretta Lynch of lying about their conversations, and that just being released, congressional testimony that was given behind closed doors by Loretta Lynch being released. Jim Comey's testimony making that accusation was public. I mean, it was in not behind closed doors. We played the soundbite from Jim Comey. And that Loretta Lynch was responding to. We've talked about the Conscience Clause protections for medical professionals now put in place by the Trump administration. You can thank the Trump administration officials and President Trump for putting those in place. But 20 Democrat states and the District of Columbia want to force medical professionals to violate their religious conscience, which means performing that they must perform abortions, must take part in the abortion procedures. We've also updated you on Iran as well. Maybe a possible deterrence of Iran because of the U.S. military buildup. There have been, of course, what the U.S. military and the acting Secretary of Defense said were planned attacks by Iran that did not occur because of the U.S. military buildup in the region. But as that buildup continues, you have to follow it very, very closely. We're going to go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get on the air in this final segment, you got to call right now. With one line open, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go in order of those who've been holding on. We'll go first to Chris in Florida on line six. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Chris.
I've been a hospital chaplain for 9 years, and my experience informs me that it's been standard policy, training, and practice to have healthcare providers be sensitive to a patient's religious preference or conscience. And that policy encourages healthcare providers to do everything they can to accommodate the needs, sure, of a patient based on their religious preference. It would seem to me counterproductive to quality patient care, as well as morale, to force healthcare providers to violate their own religious conscience.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly the issue here. It's again, the first priority is always patients. But the left has tried to make this, let's be honest, this hospital abortions. So this would be an abortion at a hospital, not at a Planned Parenthood facility or an abortion clinic. These are much more rare situations. And there will be medical professionals available in case of that need arises. If there is an actual medical need, which is very rare, and the doctor, the patient determines that's the choice they want to make, and this law doesn't impact that, there's doctors and medical professionals that can carry that out. Staying with these other procedures, like a sterilization procedure, which would be planned, that some may have moral objections to. Not everybody who's religious would, but some do. And so that's the purpose of conscience protections. And so always it's the patient first. But this, again, it gets controversial. It unfortunately becomes controversial in Washington. So we have the ridiculous statement from the ACLU saying religious liberty is very important in America, but abortion is more important, basically.
Well, honestly, Jordan, it becomes distorted in Washington, D.C., but if you start with a patient like you just did, it really puts it very plainly. The last thing a patient would want is a healthcare provider who had a conscience violation to perform that procedure. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But look, I would say these 20 states, Jordan, are arguing for two things. They're arguing for discrimination against that healthcare worker and against those patient protections that you talked about. And second, they're arguing for a violation of federal law. I mean, this has been federal law for a long time. It just has been difficult to enforce because there was no right of action. Jordan, the only two thing that this rule requires is that an HHS entity or an entity that gets funds from HHS has to certify that they are complying with federal conscience laws, and then they have to agree to cooperate with HHS enforcement mechanisms. Jordan, that should be plainly simple. If you're an entity, a hospital, who can't certify that you are following federal law and you will cooperate with the federal government to ensure that, maybe you shouldn't be in business.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's go. Again, we're going to keep you updated on this lawsuit. 20 states challenging the federal government. Trump administration doing the right thing by adding some teeth to the Conscience Clause. Let's go back to the phones. Richard in Utah, online too. Richard, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Jordan, Jay, and ACLJ for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome. My thing, question is, if can't remember his name now. If Jim Comey was a liar to begin with, how did he get his position, and what does that do to all his cases?
Thankfully, as FBI director, he did not have any cases. Yeah, investigations would be done by the FBI, but it was up to ultimately prosecutors to decide if charges would be brought, except for the Hillary Clinton matter. That was his only case. Because really, as official, he was a Department of Justice too, a very high ranking official at the DOJ before becoming FBI director. I think what happened is not so much Jim Comey pre becoming FBI director. I think Jim Comey was too weak to be FBI director. He said it. He didn't have what it took to be the director of the FBI. So agree with his policies, disagree with his policies. He admitted it to the public. So that's why he was a leaker. That's why he ends up lying. That's why he ends up misappropriating power. Is he did not have the internal strength to figure out what to do and handle a Loretta Lynch type, or handle or deal with the President of the United States in a way that could be constructive even. So instead, he believed he had to turn on everyone and try to make himself out to be a hero. Because again, I think that he just didn't have what it takes. I mean, you're going to be put in tough situations like the Hillary Clinton matter. Tough. It is tough because you had an election and you had Hillary. But there are ways to handle that. What he did was wrong. And he knew we all know what was wrong because he had to come back out and correct it. And then say, well, now we're reopening it. And then we're reclosing it. I mean, and look, and everyone associated with him does no longer have a career in law enforcement. So his top deputies, none of them have a career in law enforcement. Let's take the final call of the day. Tim in California on line one, our final caller today. Tim, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, I love you guys. Really quickly, I'll just get into it. With all the pressure Comey is coming with and struck and lynched, wouldn't they get scared and flee the country? I mean, what if that happens?
You know, they're not facing murder charges. You know, they're not these, what they likely, even the most extreme would be, again, it's not so much how long you could serve in prison for these sentences. It's, are you convicted of a crime, and what reforms come of it too? What changes get made so that this never happens again? So that the FBI goes back to being as respected as it once was, including the person who holds the position as director, so that you don't, like one of our callers, like we don't have to necessarily like be able to know off the top of our head the FBI director's name, because if they're doing a good job, you really shouldn't have to even be paying attention to that. So, Andy, I don't think they're going to be fleeing the country.
No, I don't think they're going to be running.
I think they are going to be doing as many speeches and book tours as they can to get money for lawyers.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They need to be banking up their legal defense fund. But I don't think there's any apprehension or fear that they're going to leave the country. First of all, where would they go? I mean, they're going to go to the Cameroons or Angola and hang out. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they may be prosecuted, and I think they're going to have to face the music here.
Yep. Okay, folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Jay Secchio Live. Stay updated, too. We have a lot of issues we don't even get to mention on the radio broadcast at ACLJ.org. Cases being filed. A brief being filed today and life cases as well. Go to ACLJ.org. Stay updated on all of those issues with us. Can't get to all of it in 1 hour on each day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.org.